Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight we have a very special story and also a very special request. Let's first get to the story. Once there was a great tzaddik named Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, and he was a friend of the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe. He was a student of the Mezritcher Magid, and there are many beautiful stories about him, his Ahavas Yisrael, his love of his fellow Jew, and miracles that he could do, and so forth. In this story, Reb Levi Yitzchak was actually not in his office, and a woman came, and she was very upset. She was sent by her friend, who was in labor. That means that she was going to be having a baby soon, but the baby was not coming out, and the labor was very difficult, very painful. It was going on for a long, long time. I don't know how many hours, or maybe even a whole day. And for some reason, the baby wasn't coming out. And so this woman had run to the office of Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Berdichev to ask for a bracha. But when she came there, the Rebbe was not there. Who was there in the office? A certain chassid. Now, this chassid was not an ordinary chassid after all. He was close enough to Rebbe Levi Yitzchak that he was in his office for whatever reason, whatever task he was taking care of. So obviously he was a very dedicated chassid. He had a long beard and he dressed like a chassid. And when the woman came in, she thought that he was the Rebbe. And she was upset and crying and she said, "Rebbe, Rebbe, you have to help me. My friend is having so much trouble giving birth. It's been many hours. He's in pain. The baby's just not coming out." Now the chassid realized right away what was happening, that she was mistaking him for the Rebbe, but he also realized that he couldn't just say, "I'm not the Rebbe," because he didn't know where Reb Levi Yitzchak was, and this was an emergency. He had to give her some kind of advice. So all of a sudden, an idea popped into his head, and he said, "Tell her to say Yizkor, or you say Yizkor for her." "Okay," the woman said, and she ran out with the advice. Now, what's Yizkor? It's the tefillah, it's the prayer that is said several times a year on different Yom Tovim and Yom Kippur. Usually it's the last day of the Yom Tov, usually, except for Yom Kippur, of course, it's only one day. But it's a prayer that is said only by some people in the tzibur, in the congregation. It's said by people who do not have parents alive or don't have one parent alive. Maybe they have one parent alive and not one parent not alive. And they say the special prayer, which is basically a prayer, a tefillah, for the welfare of this parent. Or sometimes people include a grandparent and so forth, but mainly it's for parents. Now, since it's for people who have lost a father or mother, usually is the situation, could be a brother or a sister, they could also say Yizkor for them if that person doesn't have grown children who can say the prayer. So the people that are not in that situation usually leave. That's usually the children. Some of the adults also, of course, are fortunate enough to have their mother and the father both well into their adulthood. But generally speaking, the majority of people who leave are the young people, especially the children, because hopefully they have their mother and father, and they don't have to say this prayer. Now, it's interesting that the Rebbe says that the Yizkor is a very unique and special prayer because it unites everybody. It reunites all Jews. It unites all the Jewish people that have lived and now have passed away into the next world because we're praying for them. It unites the people who are saying the tefillah, the people who have lost their mother and or father. And the Rebbe said it even unites the children and the young people that are leaving, because why are they leaving? They're leaving because of the Yizkor prayer, because it's not a prayer that they're saying. But they are also connected to the Yizkor prayer because, you see, they're leaving because of it. So therefore, really, all Jewish people are connected to this prayer. So in any case, the chassid told the woman, "Go tell her to say Yizkor, or you say Yizkor." And she ran off with the advice. And that's all that the chassid knew about what happened. However, a few days later, when Reb Levi Yitzchak was sitting in his office, maybe it was a week later, 2 weeks later, a woman came to visit. And she said, Rebbe, I'm so thankful to you. Thank you so much for the wonderful advice that you gave me when I was having trouble giving birth. And it was a very, very hard labor. I sent my friend. She came here to get advice from you. You told her the advice that she should say Yizkor, or I should say Yizkor. And she did say the Yizkor. And very soon after that, the baby was born. And so I just came to thank you, Baruch Hashem, the baby's healthy. In fact, she probably had the baby with her. I don't know, actually, about that part. But she said the baby's healthy, and I'm healthy, and Baruch Hashem, after all those hours of not being able to give birth, your advice was just right, Baruch Hashem. Okay, and Reb Levi answered her something, and the story doesn't tell us exactly what happened after that, but she left, and Reb Levi Yitzchak didn't exactly understand what was going on here. He called in the chassid, who he knew had been in the office that day when he wasn't there. And he said to the chassid, what is this? A lady comes running in here a little while ago, thanking me and thanking me very, very much because she had been pregnant and she was having trouble with birth and she couldn't seem to give birth. And she said that I sent her advice about saying Yizkor. Oh, said the chassid, yes, Rebbe. I know exactly what happened. It was the day that you were not here, and I was in the office doing some of the jobs that you asked me to do, and she came running in, and I saw it was a big emergency. So I didn't have time to try to find you. I didn't know exactly where you were. It would take a while to find you. And meanwhile, it was an emergency. This woman couldn't give birth, and it's even dangerous. So I just said the first thing that popped in my mind. I'm not a Rebbe, but, you know, I just said the first thing that popped in my mind. Okay, so Reb Levi Yitzchak said, and you told her she should say Yizkor. And it worked. So where'd you get such an idea to say Yizkor? So the chassid said, Rebbe, very simple. I know that when Yizkor is said in shul, all the children run out. So I figured, okay, how are we going to get this child to come out, this little baby? We'll say Yizkor, and this child will probably come out. And sure enough, it worked. Baruch Hashem. Now, I'm not sure exactly what we can learn from the details of this story, but it's certainly a beautiful story, and therefore I'm telling it in honor of all the new babies and women who had the babies recently. But I also would like to ask everybody who has the ability to consider making a donation to Jewish Education for Every Person, which sponsors all of these stories. And if you will go online to charity.com/jeep, you can go there and make a donation. Again, it's charity, charidy. .com, of course, /, and then the word Jeep, J-E-E-P, which stands for Jewish Education for Every Person. Jewish Education for Every Person sponsors all of these hundreds of stories under the title of Jewish Stories and More. So if you or your friend or your parents or your grandparents or your aunts or uncles would like to help sponsoring these stories and the other work that we do, you can look on our website, jewisheducate.org. And if you'd like to help with a donation to the organization, it would be much appreciated. Again, one more time, it's charity.com/jeep. Charity is spelled C-H-A-R-I-D-Y, as opposed to charity, the usual way with a T. This is with a D, C-H-A-R-I-D-Y. .com/jeep. Thank you very much, and thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. And just something very important, one of the people that I asked if they would like to make a donation to Jeep said, I'm sorry, Rabbi Karp, but we're focusing all of our efforts right now, all of our charitable efforts right now on Israel. So of course, I said, I understand, and Yashar Koach to you. And of course, we should all be trying to do whatever we can to help the war effort, and that includes all of the Torah and the mitzvahs that we do, all the tzedakah that we give. It's all mitzvahs, goodness and kindness. It's all helping. But indeed, if you have only a certain amount of money, then by all means, supporting the war effort in Israel is a number one priority. Getting the soldiers the helmets they need and taking care of people that have been injured, chas v'shalom, or Rahman al-Aslan, unfortunately, or trying to do whatever we can for the captives, whatever we can do to strengthen the IDF. But if after that you have some money left over for Jewish education for every person, it helps to spread Yiddishkeit, Judaism, and especially to help people who have challenges to strengthen their lives through Jewish education. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. And a very, very Freilich and happy Purim.